Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 62 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 61 degrees.
KE8 MLS monitoring.
Good morning. 0200 hours. Mostly cloudy. 60 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Partly cloudy. 59 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Clear. 58 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Partly cloudy. 57 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Clear. 56 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Sunny. 57 degrees. Good morning. 0800 hours. Mostly sunny. 59 degrees.
WKW, Mobile. WA8WQU. WA8WQU. This is WGAW on the 310 repeater. You out there, Jerry? WA8WQU. WGAW calling. This is WGAW Mobile. Anyone out there? Whiskey Golf 8 Whiskey.
Good morning. 0900 hours. Partly sunny. 63 degrees. Good morning. 1000 hours. Partly sunny. 69 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Sunny, 74 degrees.
WGAW monitoring. WGAW standing by. Anybody else?
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Sunny. 77 degrees.
ADATXQ, listening on with you.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Sunny. 79 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Partly sunny. 81 degrees.
KC8VHA, Dick Mobile Monitoring. KFACAQ in Halifax.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Mostly sunny. 81 degrees.
Monitoring.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Partly sunny. 82 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Sunny. 82 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. Mostly cloudy. 80 degrees. VHF hub, disconnected.
KFAEOR for a radio check, over. KFAEOR for radio check, over. This is KFAEOR for radio check, over. This is KFAEOR radio check, over.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 78 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy. 74 degrees.
Good evening and welcome to Lapeer County Net. This is Matt Mitsubi, Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on the W8LAP repeater. This repeater is owned and operated by the Lapeer County Amateur Radio Association and our repeater trustee is Mike Nichols, W8YRC. My name is Kevin, call sign is KB8TAR, and I'll be net control for this evening. This time, are there any mobile or portable stations wishing to check in? Please call now. Any stations with announcements for the net, please call now. All right, nothing heard. Take our general check-ins now. Anyone wishing to join the net this evening, please call net control now. This is... N8LKN, Larry in Metamora. Well, good evening, Larry. Got you on the list. Any other stations, please call now. Okie dokie. I broke the net again. Well, I was, what I did tonight there, Larry, I was on the way home from work, and the car started dinging at me to change the oil. So I changed the oil and rotated the wheels, and then I looked at the weather and watered all the hanging pots and the garden. So that's what I did this evening. And then tomorrow night I'll hit my painting project I'm doing. But anyway, go ahead, Larry. NALJN, KB8TAR.
KB8TAR, NALJN. Well, good evening, Kevin. And no, you didn't break the net. Vicki had zero people 2 weeks ago, and I couldn't make the net last week. So, yeah, she was quite bummed out. Greatly appreciate you running the net, and thank you very much. It was a good weekend. I got lots of farm work done, so I was really pleased with that. And we are canning pickles tonight. So we tried a batch last week and went really well. And so we repeated the recipe tonight. And Rose and I just got them done. I just pulled them out to cool. So it's been a bonus day. And well, that's about it for this round. NALJN, back to net.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that she had zero. I don't remember ever having a zero before. But I got nothing done over the weekend. Saturday we had my nephew got married, and then Sunday I had to watch the grandkids because my wife and daughter went up to a shower for a niece that's getting married. So I got nothing done over the weekend. Anyway, we got NALJN and KB8TAR in the net, so any other news stations, please call now. Well, alrighty then. Seems like I had something else. Well, I guess the next 2 weekends are free. I got a pole barn on property up north, and I went up a couple weeks ago and took a couple gallons, two different colors of stain. Anyway, I started staining all the trim on it, or redoing the stain and all the trim, pulling off trim that needed to be replaced. And I got last weekend, when I went up for the wedding, I took my table saw up and a bunch of pieces of trim, so I'm ready to continue that trim project. Probably get up there this weekend and continue working on that. And back to you, Larry, NALJN, KB8TAR.
Well, Kevin, I was doing a little studying the other day, and a person said that it is an affliction that we have, that we feel like we always have to be productive. And I bet you got more accomplished with those two family events than all of the wonderful things we could do around our properties. So good on you. That's a good thing to do. Let's see. If you could, just kind of clarify, next Tuesday will be the next club meeting, and are you going to have an Aries meeting this month? Just curious about that. Like to get it on the, well, you will put it on the calendar, I'm sure. I actually haven't looked, and my phone isn't with me at the moment. NALJN, back to net.
Yeah, thank you for the reminder, in case anyone's listening. Yep, the club meeting is next week, and then the third Wednesday is 2 weeks from now. And yes, it's on the calendar. I was planning on having an Aries meeting, and I was actually going to send out a note, see if anybody had any ideas for topics, if anybody felt like they were, not confused on something. So I got to get that out. I was fooling around with Quest and doctors today trying to get some stuff scheduled. It was a nightmare. Anyway, let me take one more standby. Any other stations that are listening who wish to join the net, please call Net Control now. Alrighty. Well, that's it. Larry, go ahead. I'll let you tie the ribbons on it.
Well, thanks for that reminder about the Aries meeting, and I apologize. I haven't even looked at my calendar 2 weeks in advance. It seems like I'm good to be 24 hours in advance. Let's see, what else? Oh, that was about it. We were trying to do a tech event for the 23rd, but I don't think it's going to happen. In lieu of that, if it doesn't happen, I'm going to try and do the CRIM. I know Patrick might be doing the CRIM. You did it last year. And I was just curious if you are planning to be a radio operator for the CRIM. NHLJN, back to net.
I didn't do it last year, and I haven't signed up for it yet this year. Frankly, I hadn't. It's on the calendar, but I hadn't even thought about it. I've been so busy. But I'm adding it to my list here to remind me tomorrow. I'll check the calendar and see if I can do it that weekend. If I can, I will call somebody. I don't even know who to call anymore, but I'll try to figure it out. But, all right. I've had mostly good experiences with the CRIM, but I did have one year that was unpleasant with the neighbors. but most of the time it was fine. All right. I guess I'll go ahead and close on that, Larry. And thanks for joining. And we'll return the repeater to normal use. TAR. We'll see you next week.
Good evening, 21 hours, mostly cloudy, 71 degrees. VHF hub connected to LaPierre VHF. Good evening, 22 hours, partly cloudy, 68 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, mostly clear, 67 degrees.